Welcome to Desperate Parents of Hollywood with Greg and Stephanie Blum.
Why are we calling it that, though?
Because we hate living in Hollywood.
Then why are we here?
I don't know.
Now we have two daughters and a son, okay? Now, would you be more upset if our son turns out to be gay or our daughter turned out to be gay?
I would be more upset if our son turned out to
be gay. Right, because it's sexy if a woman's gay, right?
Right.
Lesbian.
Right.
Even your own daughter.
Where does this come from?
I don't know. Just thinking about it. Like, it's just so double standard now.
Yeah, but I could still have a... If I have a... Listen, I would have to say I would prefer if neither of them were gay. But I want... If the girl is gay, then at least I can still have a grandchild.
That's true.
If my son, God forbid, is gay...
Why? They can adopt a black grandchild. From Ethiopia. Well, what's wrong with that?
Yeah, then it'll look like you.
It's not even, that doesn't even make any sense at all.
You're so funny.
Anyway, I was just thinking.
Well, why are you thinking about that? It's not appropriate.
What? You know, nothing I think about is appropriate.
That's true.
Nothing I say is appropriate. So why should I be any different today?
No, but it's not appropriate to bring up the possibility that our child might be gay.
Of course it is. You got to think ahead.
You bring up the child.
With hookers? Maybe we'll get a hooker and some Playboy
delivered.
Speaking
of my parents, my father told me...
Your father's a hooker?
That his father took him to a hooker.
So you went to a hooker.
Yeah,
you used a coupon, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
He had a coupon. Who has a coupon?
I used a coupon for a colon cleansing.
I mean,
that was
really?
A mistake.
He carries that entertainment book in
no,
his pocket.
I don't have
what?
It. Is that an entertainment book or are you happy to see me?
Who does that?
My father told me, I forgot about this, that his father took him to a hooker in Poland. A Polish hooker.
Oh, my God.
She stayed dressed the whole time. Oh, she's Polish. Get it?
How old was he?
I think he was like 15, which is the same age I was when I was...
That's disgusting.
When I went to a hooker
That's
for the first
so
time.
That's so gross. How sad is that?
Hold on a second.
We have a caller?
We have a caller.
Yeah.
I'm trying to use the phone.
You're on the air. Who's this?
This is Southman.
Southman?
I have something for you right now.
Okay, let's hear it.
Just wanted to say, you know what? If it turns out your child is gay, well, sorry about that. Really can't change which one it is, so there's not really much point debating which one would be better now, is it?
Well, it's how we react to it that's important, don't you think?
Ah, yes. Well, then, by all means, have it be the girl.
Have it
right.
be the girl.
Right, see? He agrees with me.
Yeah, because visually, you could handle that. Because it's almost a turn on, not about your daughter, but to have lesbians, but to think a man thinking of other men having sex is repulsive,
it's
I think.
It's repulsive because of...
Not to me. I actually like it.
Are you kidding me? Two men
having sex? Yeah, it's kind of sexy.
It makes sense. It makes sense. It must go either way, right? You know?
No, no. It doesn't.
Because
with men, they have... Let's see if I can put this somewhat gracefully. A woman does not have to use another body part to insert into another
yes,
woman.
Yes, they do. They get those strap-ons.
That's
my friend
a
has
part,
a purple
but that's
dolphin.
That's not a real body part.
What's
that's
the difference?
That's not a swollen member.
What's the difference? It is swollen. It's huge.
It's permanently swollen and manufactured that way.
Oh, okay. What's wrong? What's
no,
the difference?
I'm not,
a man, I don't know. I think more men like gay women than more women like gay men. I don't see what the attraction...
Yeah, I could go that way.
I mean... I'm a little shocked that my wife here is saying that she's a little bit attracted to the fact of seeing two men. What is
I
it?
Didn't say attracted.
What
I said it doesn't turn me off.
What doesn't turn you off?
Thinking about two men together.
What do you mean by together?
Like having
decorating their
no.
apartment?
No, making out or touching each other.
Oh.
Doesn't turn me off.
No. Making out?
Yeah.
No, don't you get that like
no,
nauseous,
I saw,
gagging
no,
feeling?
I saw Brokeback Mountain. That
I,
wasn't
I missed that.
That wasn't a turn off.
I missed it purposely. Well anyway, thank you for your I appreciate that. Thank you for being on my side, Southman.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Bye. What's his name? South Park?
South Park. Mr. South Park.
No. Is it from the show?
Southman.
Oh, Southman. Oh, because he's from the South.
Yeah, it's
that makes sense.
It's interesting to get that.
That makes sense.
That southern perspective.
I like that accent. It's so cute.
I do too.
It's very cute.
I like it. A lot of people in.
Do you think he has teeth? Why? That's very
stereotypical. I don't know.
Come on, that's very stereotypical to say.
The first thing you think when you hear that accent is like, "Oh, dumbass!" But that's just a bad East, you know, New York prejudice. You don't think people think that we sound like dumbasses too?
No.
You sound like a Brooklyn dumbass from Flatbush,
no,
and I sound
don't.
Like a Brooklyn dumbass from Yonkers.
What's a girl from Brooklyn and tight jeans have in common?
What?
Flatbush. It's an oldie but a goodie, isn't it?
Last time I heard that.
You never heard it. Did you?
No, but I've seen a few of those Flatbushes.
Hey.
So getting back to the prostitute.
Oh, yeah. Why would you go to a prostitute? Seriously.
Well, I had a friend who... Well, this was interesting.
It's like you couldn't get lucky yourself?
At 15?
Yeah.
I couldn't get lucky. I could never get lucky.
You still can't get lucky.
I know. Until I met you.
And now you still think.
Yeah, for the first, like, month, I got lucky. And then that was it. It was over. now I'm just unlucky. Actually, it's a good way. I don't know how to look at it better. But I feel pretty lucky, actually, right now. Because I don't need nothing. You don't believe me?
I don't know what you're talking about.
All right.
Oh, because you feel lucky that you don't have to do it with me?
No, it's a privilege.
Yeah.
It's an honor and
a privilege.
It's a
blessing.
I don't really remember it, but it was wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you've been pregnant for the last 9.5 years. So my father told me he had a prostitute.
Is that why you thought it was okay?
Maybe I thought it was okay. And he said his father was brought to a prostitute.
What is that? I don't understand.
Maybe that's their way of keeping their children from becoming gay.
All right. So then we should get a prostitute. Nowadays, we should get them younger. So we should start now.
What do you mean start
He's
now?
He's 10. So we should get... Oh, let's get one for his bar mitzvah. Why don't we have one at the bar mitzvah? And they could go in a room and we could deflower all the boys there.
That's a great
Thank
idea.
You. Okay.
I think that
they should, as much.
They should be like, we should get like 12 prostitutes from the Bunny Ranch.
And they could pick them which
they
one they
pop
want.
They can out of the bar mitzvah cake.
Yes.
And then they can deflower every young
yes.
boy.
Yes, and some of the husbands will line up
Oh,
too.
Yeah. It's just like, that's what they do with the kids' food. The husbands take all the food from the kids. Why not take the prostitutes?
I like
no, it.
It
was funny. I was in Times Square. This was back in 1975, 76. And I was walking down the street and some chick handed me, it wasn't even a girl, it was a guy handed me.
Maybe it was a girl guy.
It was
a he she.
Aphrodite.
Aphrodite?
A half Aphrodite. Half and half, a push me pull you.
What's that push me pull?
Don't you remember push me pull you from
no.
Jungle Book? From
no.
The Jungle Book?
No.
They had a head, it was an animal with two heads. This guy hands me a coupon. It was like $15. I don't remember if it was 15% off or $15. It was $15.
How sad is that? $15?
I think I had two. And then.
You used both?
No. I went back home and then I think I told one of my friends. Who was 16 at the time, and I was 15. And he was like, oh, let's go down. We'll take the train, and we'll go to the prostitute.
Ugh.
We took the train down. We found this place. We walked upstairs. We took out our coupons. They accepted them, even though they may have been expired. They're kind of like Bed Bath & Beyond. And then they bring out a whole – no, you sit down in this room with couches – and every time there's a girl available, they come out and sit down across from you. And, you know, he took the first one and left, and I waited. And then I didn't like the first one that came out, so I waited.
Were you nervous?
Yes.
I'm surprised you're talking about this. I'd be embarrassed.
Why? It happened.
I'd be embarrassed that I went to a prostitute.
I was 15. mean? I was like, I'm not even, it's not even like it was me.
Who was it?
It was some other incarnation of myself.
Like if I went to a prostitute, I would feel embarrassed.
A girl prostitute or a boy?
No,
prostitute?
I just think like it's like skanky, so gross that I wouldn't.
Listen, I.
No, I'm glad you're talking about it. It makes for interesting radio and a story, and I use it in my one person show, so thank you. But I just, I guess guys don't get embarrassed about that. Do they? Like, do you feel like
I don't feel embarrassed at all. If I was, no, I don't feel embarrassed. I feel
dirty.
A little dirty. Like, I feel like I it's kind of a regret in a way. Like, I wish
you didn't have a first time with a girlfriend or memory.
My first time didn't occur until I met you.
Aww,
I did not.
That's sweet.
And you know what? It's true because I didn't.
Don't cry.
You're crying. Here's a tissue.
Let's hear about the prostitute. I interrupt the story about the skanky
you
prostitute.
Threw me off.
Okay, go. So, go ahead.
Blow your nose. Please.
All right, so what happened? The girl came out.
And I waited.
Yeah.
Till another one came out. And then I waited till another one came out.
Because obviously they weren't getting better for $15 with the coupon. How good can they be? You're not going to get a good one.
I know. I guess maybe I should have paid full price.
Maybe.
But I don't think it would have made a difference. So.
Did you get anything else with the coupon?
No.
Snacks? Coffee?
I think it was like.
Did you get herpes?
It was the fifth one that came out. No, but you wanted to know if I.
Did you wear a condom? Did she wear a condom? Did she give you a condom?
She washed me first.
Ew. All right, I'm so grossed out right now. What do you mean she washed you?
My chances of ever having sex with you again are completely gone right now.
I hope our friends don't listen to this session. All right, so she washed you with what? Her vagina?
Let me out of here!
Did she wash you with her poontang?
She took like a
with
little...
With her tongue?
No.
What? A dirty cloth?
You know, I'm embarrassed to actually talk about the act more than...
She washed you with what? Her cat? What did she wash you with?
She washed me with a sponge.
Ugh, from a dirty bucket?
Yeah.
A dirty sperm bucket?
A spittoon.
It was a spittoon sperm bucket.
From like
I'm so
all
gross.
The guys that came before me.
All right, I'm going to throw up. I have to go. I think I have to quit this job today.
Let me out of here!
I'm horrified.
So, anyway, and then... Right. Do you want to know the whole... I'm going to tell the whole story.
Oh, brother.
So, finally, one came out. She was like 6'3", and she was really big. And I don't know... I guess I had to
you
go already.
You could have gotten a disease and been diseased for your whole life. Do you know that?
Listen... I was
Did you
15.
Know about diseases?
No, I knew nothing about anything. I knew nothing about sex except
Didn't
there was.
Did you have a girlfriend though?
No. You know what? I was
Wasn't
14.
Greer your girlfriend?
No, this was way before that.
Oh, but you didn't know they didn't talk
no,
about
I was
diseases
15.
In those days.
No, never.
Huh. Did you know how sex worked? Did you ever see
yes,
it on
Yes, because
anything,
there were or? Guy. There were some guys who were older and some guys who were like really cool who were like. Yeah, you know, you'd stick it in and that's what you do, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, my friend was already out. He came out like 20 minutes. He came out in like 3 minutes and I was still sitting there for like another 20 minutes and he was like standing at the window, banging on the door, waiting for me to come out already. And then I figured, you know what? I'm not going to even do this. And then this tall one comes out and I was like, okay, let's go. And she brings me into the room. She washes me.
Was she attractive?
She was somewhat attractive. And she's like, oh, come on,
was
baby.
Was she a man?
Come on, papi.
Was
no.
she Spanish?
Yeah. And she goes, come on, baby. Is this your first time? And I was like, no. Please. How could you even? Come on.
Look at me.
Look at me. I have facial hair, pubic hair. Might have stinky.
All right. I'm gonna throw up. All right, I don't know if this is appropriate for me.
Wait a minute.
I quit.
You're the only one who could talk about anything, and I can't?
No, go ahead. It's hard. It's just gross a little bit to me.
And
because you,
you know what? I'm actually not going to say exactly what happened after that. Because A, it's embarrassing. B, it's disgusting. And C, it's inappropriate to discuss in public.
Yes.
And I have to draw the line somewhere.
I'm glad. Thank you. Thank the Lord.
Let me just say
Jesus
that.
Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus.
Let me just say that everything went fine.
That's enough.
But it was not a
good. That's enough.
I wouldn't call it a good first time. I would have rather it have. Honestly, if I would have known how great it would have been, it was with you, I would have waited until I was 33 years old.
Really?
When I met you. I would have waited.
That's the sweetest thing you ever said.
Honestly, if people don't realize this, maybe it's just me, but I think that you should only have sex with the person you're marrying.
Nah. I have to sample the goods.
No. No.
No?
No.
Okay.
You have sex with the person you're going to marry. You do not have sex before. You can make it great. If you're in love with somebody, you can make it great. That's why arranged marriages actually are better than falling in love, because falling in love has nothing to do with a commitment or being committed to having a great relationship.
Or reality.
Hey, you don't get applause for that.
Oh, I think that if you marry if you have sex with the person you marry, you'll always wonder unless it's amazing, you'll always wonder what it's like with someone else.
What do you mean, unless it's amazing? Is it not?
It is, but I'm saying that's only because I've had other experiences.
And mine was better?
Yes, much.
What?
I said yes.
I don't get it. I don't get that you're being sincere.
Oh, really? I am. Hold on. I am. Oh, wait, hold on. I am. What? I am. You're an amazing lover.